New York Knicks guard Stephon Marbury has been described as prickly, self-centered, and overpaid. But his latest off-court mission, to share the love, as he says, might just earn him comparisons to philanthropists and civil rights leaders. He is out to start a consumer revolution with a new line of ultra-affordable basketball shoes, NPR's Ann Hawk reports.
Coney Island, New York. NBA player Stephon Marbury grew up here, about two blocks from the boardwalk. He came back recently to shoot hoops with kids from the local Boys and Girls Club. Standing in a cluster of starstruck tweens, Marbury handed out T-shirts.
Hey, my friend, we got one for you, too. One for you, one for him.
Thank you.
Marbury is turning tradition on its head. In a world of multi-million-dollar shoe endorsements by NBA players, Marbury is sponsoring low-cost athletic wear and a $15 basketball shoe. Retailer Stephen Barry's is producing the clothing line using his nickname, the Starbury Collection. And Marbury receives nothing up front. He's anything but modest when you ask why he's doing this. Somebody's got to change the world, he says. And Marbury wants to prove his low-cost shoe is NBA quality.
I'm going to wear the shoe on court. I'm going to wear the sneakers the whole season.
And if that guarantee isn't enough, he invites consumers to do a comparison with top brands.
How do I guarantee? All I got to do is go get a chainsaw and cut it down the middle. It does the same thing.
It's not as easy as you might think to saw a shoe in half. NPR bought a pair of Starburys for $14.98 and found a similar-looking pair of mid-range Nike Jordans. At about $95, they were over six times as expensive. We presented the two shoes, covering up their logos, to an expert in shoe design.
I could sum it up and say it's ingenious. I don't understand how they're able to do this for $15.
Joe Davis is a designer who used to work for Fila. He says basketball shoes can be as much as $350 these days, and the industry needs this kind of innovation on the low end.
This is a very nicely built shoe, extremely sturdy. This has good ankle support. The traction looks like it's good. It looks like it has a grippy bottom.
But flexing the shoe, Davis found it weaker in the arches than a Nike Jordan.
Me, if I was building a shoe, I would have said, hey, this is, you know, we want to sell this long. We want to make sure nobody gets hurt. Let's put some more arch support.
The Starbury got mixed reviews with other experts, like the seasoned crowd at West 4th Street in Lower Manhattan. The shoes of NBA greats and other street ballers have squeaked across this court over the years.
My name is Kenny Percival. I'm from the Bronx.
33-year-old Percival and his friends had one- and two-word reactions, like, ugly, or they suck.
You play three hard games on asphalt, your toe be sticking out the bottom by the end of them. I understand his premise of making the $15 sneaker affordable for the minorities, but make a quality product.
Eddie Valoy of Greenwich Village admires Marbury's idea, but he wonders if this is an attempt to boost credibility on the street as a business plan.
The more street cred you got, the more marketable you are as a business, not so much as a player. And I think what Marbury's doing is that when he sees everybody in the hood wearing his shoe, it almost makes his stock as a businessman go up. And I think that's what he's looking for.
And then there are the diehard Jordan guys who'll never be won over, like Sherman St. John.
When I wear a pair of Jordans, this may sound weird, but I feel like I'm wearing a legacy. I'm not just wearing a pair of sneakers.
Starburys are luring New Yorkers to wake up at 5 a.m., take the D train from the Bronx, and line up at Steve and Barry's store in Manhattan.
I threw her off the line. She got in front of me.
Mothers, teenagers, limo drivers, they're coming from Harlem, Queens, and Brooklyn, like 45-year-old Charlie Watson. He's got on Nikes, but he's a Starbury convert.
That's all we talk about is supporting them. And I wish Jordan was here because I would take these off and burn them. I would do it. I'd burn them.
Watson says Marbury's new clothing line will do something for his community that he believes stars like Michael Jordan have never done.
I mean, where can you go to get two pairs of sneakers and about another eight items of clothes for $100? That's giving back. Any way you look at it, that's giving back.
Steve and Barry's says it's figured out a way to produce the $15 shoes without losing money. The retailer is likely to make a bundle on its clothing from consumers like Watson, who plan to own every single item in the Starbury collection. Ann Hawk, NPR News, New York.